Hello.
Hello, hello. Where are my headphones? There they are.
Oh, you want to wear them today?
Yeah. Interesting. Well, everyone else is wearing them, so.
Peer pressure.
Everyone's wearing them every other week. Interesting.
True. True, okay. But especially today.
Okay.
Because today's a special occasion.
True.
Got a special guest in the studio. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, everyone. I'm Jack Murphy. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks Yay. For coming, Jack.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm Eli.
I'm Daria.
I'm Owen.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nice. Cool.
That's the station ID.
legally required.
Yep. We're back again for another episode. And this week, in honor of a recent holiday, we're playing all independent music.
Otherwise known as indie music.
True.
On the Wikipedia, there's a lot of definitions, but it's like... I mean, they define it as like independent label, people who are releasing their own music, anything like that. But it's obviously synonymous now with like, a lot of indie rock. So that first one was mine. It was Mansard Roof by Vampire Weekend. That's their first album. They got a lot of... They ended up having a lot of critical acclaim, but it was like released by an independent record label in England. And I love them. And I feel like they were the first band that got me into indie rock in like sixth grade. So, yeah.
That's why I put them first in the order, because I feel like that's very quintessential indie music.
It's true.
Yeah. Up next, we have a song from Jack, which is...
Roses by Phoneboy.
Whoa.
They're a small group from New York City. This is off their first record. One of the deeper cuts, they had a few songs that were kind of making the rounds from their first album, but I think this one's got a special place to my heart. This was before they were signed, so it counts towards indie music.
Ooh, yay.
That definitely counts. All right, let's check it out.
Last night I showered in my clothes, woke up still soaked from head to toe. Last night I thought I met Jay-Z. Crashed the VIP. Turns out the bouncer's ex-marine. I never thought it'd be like this. I never thought it'd just be Polaroids of strangers scattered all across the floor. I've been passed out on the pavement. Don't remember all the pictures on my phone. Time
Everyone put on your headphones.
Yes, thank you.
We just heard three songs back to back. The first one we talked about, Roses by Phone Boy. Oh. The second one, Owen, was your pick.
True.
Body is on Fire by Maris? Maris?
I always assume Maris, okay. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Why'd you choose it?
I don't know. I think it's fun. I like that the sort of like upbeat indie pop.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of indie rock mm-hmm. on the playlist, mm-hmm. of which I obviously added some, but I thought indie pop is fun. Her label is like, I think it's like Black House.
Yes.
From out of Idaho.
Whoa, cool.
Idaho and Washington.
Wait.
Like Idaho and Washington. They have two offices, I think. but I don't know. Yeah. It's fun. Upbeat.
And then I played The Coward Forgets His Nightmare by Chanel Deeds off their new album called Your Day Will Come, which I really like. And that independent label is called Jag Jag Jaguar. And I think they're also from the Midwest. Let me confirm.
I think they're also, yeah.
Bloomington, Indiana.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Current artists, Dinosaur Jr.
Yes. Massachusetts own.
cool.
They're also popular, like they were big for the indie rock scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. As according to Wikipedia earlier.
Founded in 1996 by Darius Van Armen.
Daria Van Armen.
True.
Daria.
Would that be your name?
Darius?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like Dariush.
Okay.
Oh.
No, like would you okay. Would you
yeah. I guess yeah. But like I don't know, it's spelled a little bit different. But yeah.
True. Up
Sorry.
Next, we have a song by Your Neighbors. Is this you?
Yeah, this is me. They had a song a few years ago that was my introduction to them, but hadn't really tapped into them till recently, and they've started re-releasing music in 25 and 26, and I think they've really kind of honed in their sound, and this song right now, for me, is like quintessential indie rock music. I'm loving it.
I love when bands come back after a hiatus.
Yeah.
Vampire Weekend.
Whoa.
True. Love them.
True. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Black Country New Road.
Mom?
What? Who said that?
Come here, I want to show you something. Gotta go.
and all it's easier to let you go. Cause you can't hurt me if I hurt you first. Expect the best and do my worst. I'm halfway out and headed home.
only two songs.
Yeah. Well, because I... Yeah, it's not important. I organized the playlist wrong, so I needed to offset it by one more song.
Okay.
So now it's going to be every two songs that we speak.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Just so everyone's aware.
That's okay.
A little inside baseball.
Oh, it's just me then.
It's just you.
That was Cool Thing by Sonic Youth. There's a Sonic Youth poster in here, which is cool. I felt like we had to play some like noise punk rock early 90s punk band thing, especially one that is like, I mean they're talking about like women's liberation in it, and I feel like that's such a big part of like indie rock, is like being countercultural. Shout out Kim Gordon, she's so awesome. That's it.
Cool. Hurrah. The label is Geffen Records. David Geffen.
Geffen X Hybe, maybe. I don't know.
Why did you raise your eyebrow?
Is he bad? Is he even?
I think a little.
I think so too, but my association with him is there's like an arts high school in LA called the Geffen Institute or something. It's like at UCLA.
My association with him is that the concert hall that the New York Philharmonic perform in used to be called Avery Fisher Hall. And Avery Fisher was, I don't know who he was, but he was like someone, he didn't like donate money. Like he was someone important to the Philharmonic. Okay. And then they were just like David Geffen Hall, because he donated a bunch of money.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like David Geffen donated, so it's like a little sus. But that's okay.
I don't know when they got labeled up. Because obviously a lot of these bands did not have labels. As we will talk about on one of my next plays, just so you know.
Okay.
Boom.
Up next, Ballpark Music.
True.
Trippin' the Light Fantastic.
True. They're Australian. They're from Brisbane. They've been around. They have like 8 studio albums.
Really?
Yeah. They're quite interesting. I like them.
How did you find them?
Spotify recommended to me their song Please Don't Move to Melbourne, which I've played for you both. And then, I don't know, this album that I think this one came off was from, I think, 2016 or something.
2014.
And the whole album is quite good. So.
Cool. Ready?
Yes.
I got my mojo back. I don't know where it went, but now I feel good. I feel 100% and I'm ready for whatever. Leave on the price tag, it's just one night on the town.
It's like by the park.
What'd you say, Owen?
By the park.
The Royale. It's where? By park.
The Boston
Who wants to come to the This Is Lorelei concert with me?
Well,
just kidding.
You pulled your mic in mine.
Uh-oh.
Launched backwards.
Oops.
That was Auto Smile by the band At.
At symbol, just to be clear.
Ampersat.
Ampersand.
Well, it's different.
Are you kidding?
Ampersand is the one.
Ampersand is the and.
Yeah. True. Sorry. I'm not being verified as a real fan on
AXS.
They like won't accept my CAPTCHA.
Okay. I had to do that so many times to buy the Black Country New Road ticket. They were literally asking me constantly if I was a real fan. And I was like, I promise.
Yeah. We went to the Black Country New Road concert last night.
We did.
To all of you listeners.
I decided 30 minutes before the show to go.
Yes.
It was so impressive.
It was worth it.
Really glad that that happened.
Why is it so much?
Eli, you could play the Ozzy Osbourne one.
I don't really want to do that.
I love that one.
That one is funny.
Okay, sure, I can do it.
Okay.
This is the new single by At. They have an album coming out in 99 days. I think it's like the furthest away album I've ever pre-saved. But they're coming to Boston with This Is Lorelei.
No gatekeep. There's a limited amount of tickets left and I can't get them.
Wait, really? That's kind of crazy to me.
Royale's pretty small.
Yeah. But sorry, so are both of those artists.
Gatekeep the... To me, This Is Lorelei is a huge artist. But I understand that that's probably not true. 500K!
That's more than I would think. I think the Features album, the re-release of the album with like all the features...
Well, I think also like more popular people really like him. And so they make their fans like him, such as Hayley Williams.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
because she had him open and Water From Your Eyes open, I think.
True.
Anyways, love them too.
True.
Play their music.
Okay, we're gonna do a PSA.
By Ozzy Osbourne.
Do I have to? Oh,
you have to turn
you have
it
to
on.
Turn on.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually never done this.
Wow. You can do sound effects too, as you know.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
That was awesome.
Okay.
Important.
Rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne.
Has he passed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Famously.
Aww.
Aww. Aww. Aww, she passed away.
She.
You know that?
No.
You know that meme? Aww, she passed away. It's Wendy Williams.
I knew it was going to be Wendy Williams. I could tell.
Oh, aww, she passed away.
All right, let's go into something super maybe sad. Mitski.
Oh, okay, wait. Let me talk about this for a second. Okay, her first two albums she released completely independently, no label whatsoever, which is crazy.
Yeah.
This was her, I think, okay, this might be fake news. Someone told me once that this was her senior thesis.
Really?
This is my favorite album title. Ready? Retired from Sad, New Career in Business.
Yeah.
I love all of her album titles. I think she's so smart. Anyways, I didn't know who Mitski was until freshman year of college, so.
Her senior thesis. Like, in school?
In school.
Where was she in school?
Somewhere in New York. Okay. I don't remember.
Interesting.
NYU.
This song is super sad, but it's really pretty, and I'm excited.
That combination usually goes
well. We're getting confirmation. It is her senior thesis.
Thank you. From Wikipedia or Cleona?
Cleona.
Thank you, Cleona. The two Mitski sources.
Our number one reputable source on
the
show.
I know, it's true.
Okay, let's listen.
Yay.
That I can't you.
By Shoobies.
Shoobies. Yeah, this is kind of, I'm not going to lie, the only song I know by them.
Mm-hmm.
And found out that they've been releasing music for almost a decade, and they've only released singles.
Whoa.
What?
But it sounds like from their Instagram that they might have a full-length album coming out soon. But that song's always kind of been a special place for summertime for me.
Yeah.
Very indie, fun vibes. The trumpet always gets me.
That's such an interesting way to be an artist.
Yeah, I don't really know what's holding them back. I mean, because clearly that song, I'm like, I could do a whole album of this.
Yeah.
45 minutes, give it to me.
It's interesting for a decade to be only doing that. Because, like, Maris, I think, also has only been releasing singles, but she's only been releasing music since, like, 2022 or 3. So it's, like, not as long to only have released singles ever.
I feel like if it's, like, more of a hobby and less of a career, then you would do that. Like, if it's like you and your buddies get together once a year and write a song.
one song a year.
Yeah.
How many songs do they have that are only singles?
I think it was like 10. They're averaging like once a year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Cool. Up next, I have a pick from Veronica.
Oh.
Wow.
Called Who's Gonna Hold the Line by Tacoma Radar.
Who is going to hold the line?
By their album from 2004.
Wow. Whoa. Peak of indie.
No one waved goodbye. I only listened to half of it. So let's listen to the full thing.
Fire.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thanks.
Gonna hold you're here again. You're gonna push me over the edge, 'cause I'm too tired, and you're somehow slipping back in my bed.
Like, they, I was so shocked how young they were.
Yeah. Horse Girl. We're talking about Horse Girl, who opened for Black Country New Road last night.
Yeah.
And were amazing.
I was like, wow, you are so young.
Well, didn't we confirm that they just graduated?
Yep.
Did we confirm that? Or we just are saying
that? Answer yes. Answer no.
But, like, that, like, younger than us, probably, so.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, this has been the mini fridge. Wait, what's in our fridge?
Yeah, so true.
Jack, what's in your fridge?
My fridge.
What's one item in your fridge?
I know I've got some vegetable cream cheese.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
Is that your go-to type of cream cheese?
Typically, yeah.
Nice.
Can I say? That's crazy.
What's crazy?
So, like, non-dairy cream cheese? Or, like, no, vegetables, like vegetables mixed in?
Yeah, garden vegetables.
I see. Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Which ones are the garden ones?
I know there's carrot. Oh. And I can't really make out the other ones.
Because they're pureed.
Yeah. Some nice stuff.
I have chicken meatballs with couscous.
Those are in the freezer.
No, I took them out of the freezer.
Oh, you're thawing them in the fridge.
I'm thawing them in the fridge. I meant to bring them for lunch today, but I forgot. So I will be having them for dinner tomorrow.
Nice.
I made a lot of oatmeal pre-heat wave to eat, and then I didn't finish it, so it needs to go away.
Wait, I didn't see that.
It's very out in the open.
Is it good?
I didn't see that either.
Oh. Well, because I was microwaving it day by day instead of using the stove. Because it was too hot.
I need to look at what form it's in.
No, you will be able to see the indent of the spoon.
Cool.
It's not good. What do you have, Eli?
I have my... What do I have? Oh, I have a half of a sandwich from work today that I didn't finish.
Yeah.
From the wine and cheese.
Mine was small. How did you not finish it?
I ate really quickly.
It was so delicious, though.
What type of sandwich?
Yeah, what'd you get?
Ciabatta. Pesto.
Mm. Oh.
Olive oil.
Mm.
balsamic vinaigrette.
Crazy to start with the sauces.
Well, that's what was on the bread.
Okay.
Okay.
Arugula, tomato, onion, turkey, provolone.
Yum.
It was fire.
You made it?
I made that.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Might have to steal you for the sandwich counter.
And I had a Mexican Coke in the sunlight.
Delish.
And you've been listening to The Mini Fridge on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Boom.
Thanks for joining us this week, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Todd.
You're welcome back anytime.
Let's hit one more indie song on the way out.
True.
This last one is Salt by Portugal the Man. Anything to say about it?
Most of y'all might recognize their hit that dropped a decade later, but people forget.
Whoa, this is before. Wow.
2008. Earlier in their career. And yeah, the song has a special place in my heart. Their old school stuff is nice, pure indie.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Without further ado. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Goodbye.
Catch y'all next week.
My legs are